Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Can the defense turn it around? Ravens back at practice. Get into all of that good stuff. But right now, joining us for the final time on a Wednesday anyway to talk Orioles, the 2025 season. Five games left. Orioles are guaranteed to finish below 500 for the first time since 21. Will not make the playoffs for the first time since 22. He's our colleague on Baltimore Baseball Tonight. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. He's Jim Hunter. Jim, how you feeling today?
I'm doing good, Bob. How are you?
Doing all right. Now, Dean Kramer, we talked about him a little bit yesterday prior to the game on Baltimore Baseball Tonight, brought to you by Jerry's Home Services, and he finishes his season with a bang. 11th win, goes six innings into the seventh, only one hit, a very impressive performance against a team that historically he pitches well against. So if we're going to grade Dean Kramer's 2025, and let's not forget, he hit the post every fifth day. How would you grade Dean Kramer for this season?
Well, if he could bottle what he had last night, I would say the grade would be very high. I mean, he had that splitter working tremendously last night. Six and a third innings, no runs, and as you mentioned, just the one hit. And he kept the ball in the ballpark. That was the key to the game. He's allowed 22 home runs on the year, but last night Tampa Bay couldn't get to him. So he finishes with a winning season, going 11-10, and he definitely has to be in the conversation for next year for the rotation.
Now, Tony Manzolino managing out the string here, five games in 25, the interim skipper, and, you know, he'll get an opportunity to possibly get the full-time gig. But given the circumstances with the slow start, the injuries, the unexpected cundiff of Brandon Hyde, and then they get their brains bashed in his first game. How would you judge the job that he did, and does he deserve a chance to manage this team for the long term?
Well, I think he did a decent job of stabilizing a really bad situation. I mean, I don't think Brandon Hyde should have been fired, to be honest with you.
I'm with you on that one.
Mike Elias put this team together, and he didn't do a very good job. So Brandon Hyde really was at the disposal of the team that Mike Elias put together. So Manzolino did a decent job of stabilizing the organization and the team, but I really believe they got to go out and get a manager who they know can manage, who has experience, can come in here and change the culture, if you will. You know, they're going to finish below 500, as you mentioned, already with 83 losses. So even if they win the next 5 days, they're only going to be 79 and 83. So, you know, I'm sure Manzolino will be given an interview, but I really believe they need to change directions and go out and get a manager that they know can manage, who has a big league experience in the manager's spot.
Talking to Orioles and Major League Baseball with Jim Hunter, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We were talking yesterday, Jim, on BBT and on Vinny and Haney about Trevor Rogers, most valuable Oriole, and deserving, very much so. Let's go on the flip side. The least valuable Oriole here in 2025, according to Jim Hunter.
Well, I would say you got to go with Adley Rutschman. because he was counted on to be a key guy in this lineup. And, you know, he spent twice on the injured list with first the left oblique and then the right oblique. And he isn't really the hitter that he was the first half of last year. So I would say if you have to pick out one guy, he certainly is the guy because he is counted on. I mean, he's a number one overall pick, and he's the guy that they rely on to get big hits and drive in big runs.
Hey, Jim, how quick do we see a new general manager hired, new manager hired? All that stuff I would imagine is going to happen fairly quickly.
Well, in this organization, you never know. I mean, they still haven't announced that Mike Elias has been promoted. And apparently, he was promoted last offseason. So I don't know the answer to that, Vinny. You know, I would hope that they would get down to business. I mean, they're not going to make the playoffs. So next Monday, when their offseason begins, they should get right at it. But, you know, who knows in this organization?
Jim, last thing for you, getting outside of Baltimore, Detroit. We're watching an epic choke job happening with the Tigers. Right now, they're only a game up in the wild card chase. They're a game back of the Guardians. They've lost seven in a row. This would be the most epic choke of all time. People reference the 78 Yankees. They were like in third place or fourth place, maybe 14 back. They weren't in second place. Cleveland was 14 and a half games back. How in the hell's this happened?
Well, they just picked the bad time of year to go into a slump. I mean, you know, it's kind of amazing. On September 4th, they were 11 games ahead, and now they're tied for first place or a game back in the standings. So they just picked the bad time to go into this massive slump, and you know, they're tied for the division lead. They still have two games in Cleveland. If they can win those two games, then, you know, they'd leave in first place with three to go. But they've lost seven in a row and nine of ten. And the Guardians have won nine of ten. So the Guardians are doing what they needed to do to get back into the division race. And the Tigers are certainly not doing what they needed to do to get back in the race.
All right, Jim, another season ends with us here on Vinny and Haney. What's the offseason going to be like for old Jim Hunter here?
Well, a couple of trips to Europe, religious pilgrimages that we're going to go on. And other than that, just hanging out with the family.
Pray for a couple of starting pitchers this offseason. Jim Hunter, appreciate the time
Thanks,
as always.
Jim.
We'll catch up with you before then. So enjoy the rest of your Woman Crush Wednesday.
All right, guys. Good to be with you.
There's Jim Hunter, everybody. Yes, he's right. They are tied for first, but Cleveland's got the tiebreaker for now. So if the playoffs started today, Detroit would be the wild card. We'll come back. Get to the NFL. Our heroes for week three. NFL Week 4 starts tomorrow night, believe it or not. You can hear the game on the fan with, Arizona and Seattle getting it on. But we'll come back, give you our heroes. If you want to join us, NFL Lunch Style at the top of the hour, get in now. 410-583-1057. Your venting for the Ravens is still very much welcome here on the fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.